These are true stories from the files of the TV show Unsolved Mysteries. What you're about to hear is not a news broadcast, nor is it affiliated or officially associated with the TV show Unsolved Mysteries. Join me. Perhaps you can help solve a mystery. In the early 1800s, miner Thomas Bill and a team of 30 other miners dug up gold and silver from either Colorado or New Mexico and then transported it to Virginia, where Bill buried it in 1821. He left written instructions to the location of the fortune in the form of three hidden codes or ciphers. He then went back to New Mexico and disappeared. In 1869, a wealthy Virginian solved one of the ciphers using the Declaration of Independence as the key. He numbered the first letter of every word in the Declaration of Independence. Then, for each number in the cipher, he substituted the corresponding letters. Decoded, the message read, "I have deposited in the county of Bedford, in an excavation or vault 6 feet below the surface of the ground, 5,100 pounds of silver and 2,921 pounds of gold, securely packed in iron pots with iron covers. The vault is roughly lined with stone." Bill described the treasure in detail. For over 100 years, his other two ciphers have remained unsolved. Whoever decodes them may find his fortune stored in a secret vault roughly the size of two Rolls Royces. Some people believe that Bill and his treasure may not even exist. Many Bedford County residents have recalled people come to look for the treasure each time the treasure hunters leave empty-handed. As a result, the residents do not believe the treasure exists.
I say, I think it's an outside possibility. It might be a treasure somewhere yet, but I don't think they're not believe enough in it to go up and start digging.
They think they can break that code. Maybe they can. I hope them good luck. But personally, I just don't believe it yet.
For over 100 years, treasure hunters have been searching for Bill's treasure. Eddie and Joe Tony, Earl Boggs, and Wilbur Swift were some of the treasure hunters featured in this episode. During the filming of this particular episode, Swift had spent the last year and $20,000 trying to find the treasure.
I'm a computer programmer to start with, so on my own personal computer, I decided to try to decipher this. In about 8 months' time, I was able to break the code. And it told me about a specific type of rock that I was looking for. And I happened to locate that specific type of rock, and there it is right there. It has a face on it, and it has a head on it. This is what the deciphered code told me to look for. And then I said, okay, the treasure has to be underneath it because it said that's where it was supposed to be.
He had lost his job and was living in a motel. He was a computer programmer and used his computer skills to try and break the cipher. He claimed he was able to break the code in about 8 months, and it told him about a specific type of rock with a face and a head on it. Swift claims he located the rock and figured the treasure was underneath it. So he hired a local contractor to help him excavate under the rock, however, was unsuccessful.
My wife is back in California, and some of the neighbors say, "Hey, where's Wilbur?" And I don't think any of them take it serious. Well, he who laughs last, laughs best. And I believe that one of these days I might get the last laugh.
Computer pioneer Dr. Carl Hammer spent 30 years studying Bill's numbers to determine if there truly is a coded message. After analyzing the numbers in the ciphers, he discovered distinguishable patterns and feels certain they are not random numbers. As a result, he does not believe the ciphers are a hoax. This story originally aired on Unsolved Mysteries on May 18th, 1988, and as of this recording, remains unsolved. Some of these stories remain unsolved. Perhaps someone out there listening holds the vital answer to solving the mystery. Perhaps it's you.